This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Doug Anderson. The Blooming of the White Thorn, Edith Matilda Thomas. God shield ye, comrades of the road, and while our way we hold, list I tell you how it first befell in the wondrous days of old. From off the sea the pilgrims came with sea toil racked and worn. The air blew keen, and the frost was sheen upon that wintry morn. Through Glastonbury Street went they, and ever on and on, till they passed the well of the fairy spell and the oak of Avalon. They hear the rustling leaves and few that linger on the bough, but still they fare through the bitter air and climb a hill-slope now. On weary all hill their feet they stay, full well that hill ye know. There may they rest by toil oppressed, while round them drops the snow. And one, far gone in age was he, as snow his locks were white, the staff of thorn which he had borne did plant upon that height. A thorn stick dry, that pilgrim's staff, he set it in the ground, and, swift as sight, with blossoms white the branching staff was crowned. Each year since then, if sooth men say, upon this blessed morn, who climbs that hill may see at will the flower upon the thorn. Howe'er the wind may drive the sleet, that thorn will blooming be, and some have seen a fair child lean from out that blossomed tree. One moment only, then apace, both flower and leaf are shorn, and gaunt and chill, on weary all hill, there stands an ancient thorn. God shield ye, comrades of the road, with grace your spirits fill, that ye may see the white thorn tree abloom on weary all hill. End The Blooming of the White Thorn.